Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, saying criminals shouldn't become citizens, has proposed a plan to automatically cancel the visas of those convicted of serious crimes. Mr Dutton, speaking on 3AW Radio in Melbourne, says people shouldn't be rewarded for doing the wrong thing.
99% of people who come to our country do the right thing, abide by the laws. If they don't and they commit an offence against an Australian citizen, then they should expect to be booted out of our country. But there are laws, and we have a constitution that we all adhere to appropriately and properly. And in some cases, it means that we can't exclude those people. But it's made impossible, of course, as I say, if somebody becomes an Australian citizen, when frankly, I don't think they deserve to become an Australian citizen. And we'll look at ways in which we can improve the laws.
The visa crackdown, proposed recently by a Liberal-led parliamentary committee, would give the government power to deport violent foreign criminals as young as age 16. In January last year, Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton said migrants who commit violent crimes should be, as he put it, shipped back to their own country. Victorian authorities have referred an unknown number of adults and youths to the federal government, resulting in several visa cancellations and deportation orders. Mr Dutton has praised the progress made.
The cancellation of visas is up by 1,200%, so we've made a concerted effort with the state police forces to identify their top targets to deport those people if they're non-citizens and they've been committing crimes against Australian citizens. So those numbers are up quite dramatically, and I want to continue that program because I think we're making our communities a safer place.
The Greens strongly oppose the government's proposed changes to citizenship laws, rejected by the Senate in October. They included requiring applicants to live in Australia for 4 years on permanent residency visas before applying for citizenship. And they also included potentially barring people with a history of family violence or involvement in crime from applying at all. They also would have extended Peter Dutton's powers, but Greens immigration spokesman Nick McKim says the minister already has strong authority.
Well, what the Greens believe is in the rule of law, a proper process and fairness in administrative decisions. Now, Peter Dutton has demonstrated consistently over a number of years that he's not prepared to be fair, that he makes decisions that are actually unlawful, and subsequently many of those are overturned by the AAT. He already has extraordinary powers. He already has the power to deport the people that he says he wants to deport. The problem is he's not using these powers lawfully and in accordance with the legislation.
Labor has accused the government of an unfair focus on crime committed by migrants and refugees, but has backed moves to cancel visas and deport criminal non-citizens. The Daily Telegraph newspaper is reporting officials in the Department of Home Affairs also want more scope to deal with tens of thousands of visa overstayers living in Australia. While a quarter of the migrants are from Malaysia or China, 5,000 are from the United States and close to 4,000 are British. In July last year, almost 65,000 people held lapsed visas, most of them tourist or student visas. Senator McKim says the numbers show the government has been demonising the wrong sector of the community.
Overwhelmingly, the largest number of people who are in Australia unlawfully are people who've arrived in Australia by air in the main with a current visa and then have overstayed once that visa has expired. This absolutely shows that Peter Dutton's so-called focus on border control by attacking and ill-treating people who have arrived by boat seeking asylum in Australia is nothing other than a political fig leaf.
The opposition has raised concerns over wages, worker exploitation and local workers missing out on jobs. In a statement, Labor has blamed the government for not doing enough to solve the problem.
Workers overstaying their visa in Australia are easily exploited and ripped off by unscrupulous employers. It's untenable to have thousands of visa overstayers working illegally in jobs that could be filled with local workers. Under Turnbull and his Liberals, Australia is headed for a race to the bottom on wages and conditions.
Senator McKim says while those are relevant concerns, they're only being raised to distract from the main issue. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.